Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's no secret that I'm a Roman Catholic, but I don't get to church as often as I should because they don't have an omelet bar. And the thing I miss most about going to church is going to confession. So if you don't mind, right now, I'd like to confess to you, my audience. You won't tell anybody, right? Great. This is Stephen Colbert's Midnight Confessions. Standard disclaimer. I don't know if these are technically sins, but I do feel bad about them. Okay, be right back. Forgive me, audience. Whenever someone offers to show me a card trick, I disappear. I don't floss, so instead I eat a lot of angel hair pasta. I tell my doctor I eat oatmeal for breakfast, but I never mention it's in cookie form.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did somebody say cookie?
Wow. Cookie Monster. Cookie. Cookie, I'm so happy to see you. What brings you by?
Oh, well, you know, me big fan, Steven. Yeah, and me always wanted to be on Late Show.
Well, that's nice, Cookie. That's so nice of you to say.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, me have, yeah. Yep,
Cookie,
yep.
I gotta say, you seem a little uncomfortable. Is that the real reason you're here? Oh. It's not by any chance because of your new book, The Joy of Cookies, Cookie Monster's Guide to Life, in stores now?
Oh. Me, thank you. Thank you. But me not confirm nor deny this reason.
Well, that's all, Cookie. I'm pretty excited about it, too. Although it does cut into me selling my book, Stephen Colbert's Midnight Confessions, available at the same stores.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cookie, as long as you're here, I mean, do you have anything else you'd like to confess?
Well, you know me not normally do this, but sure, me give it a shot.
Okay, well, we'll trade off. You go first.
Okay. Forgive me, audience. Me fur not really this blue. Me use just for monsters.
It works.
Thank you.
It works.
Nice, huh?
Forgive me, audience. Sometimes I take the stairs instead of the elevator to my doctor's office just so I can say I've been exercising.
Yeah. Me been practicing alphabet for almost 50 years. But sometimes, me still a little sketchy after letter C. Yeah.
Well, this show is the only hour each day that I spend wearing pants.
Really? Me never wear pants.
I can see.
Yeah.
I have been known to eat an entire sleeve of Oreos, an entire pant leg of Cinnabons.
Me not take internet safety serious enough. Because me always allow cookies.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know about you, Cookie, but all this confessing feels like a real weight has been lifted.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, me feel much lighter. Actually, me too light. Excuse me. You know what? Me gonna confess this next time. Yeah.
Forgive us, audience.
We forgive you.
Thanks. Cookie Monster, everybody!
Coming up, Oscar the Grouch.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Folks, thanks so much. Ladies and gentlemen, one thing you learn doing a nightly talk show is that things keep happening. Following the news is like being on a treadmill, except that I'm gaining more weight. And as you may have noticed, all that news out there is crazy right now. I really want to believe that things are going to get better, but it's tough. And sometimes I just need to clear my head. Mm-hmm. I mean, John, could you play a little clear my head music for me right now? Would you do that for me?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Folks, excuse me just a moment. I'm just going to take a little walk to clear my head. You okay with that, John?
Yeah, hey, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah,
I'm set. What if things never do get better? I mean, the whole economy could collapse, the dollar could plummet, the housing market would implode, then we'd all end up living in trash cans.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Oscar the Grouch, what are you doing here?
Well, Steven, I overheard you were feeling down, so I came to enjoy it.
Well, enjoy, but even you have to admit, Oscar, things are really messed up right now.
Oh, I know, and I love it.
You do?
Sure. When things go wrong, it cheers me up. And I can't stand being cheered up, so that makes me grouchy again. And I love being grouchy.
That sounds complicated.
Really? Preschoolers seem to get it.
So you're saying that if I just wait long enough, things will come around and get better?
What? No, they'll get even worse. And for me, that's even better. Get it?
I think I see what you mean.
People say the night is darkest just before the dawn.
People say a lot of things, and usually they're wrong.
Well, I refuse to stand here and say life is just a curse.
I agree.
You do?
Yeah. Things are always gonna get better before they get worse.
Everyone is fighting back in Washington, D.C.
Well, I don't read the papers, so that's all news to me.
Life is getting messy, but we're in this mess together.
Things are always gonna get worse
before they get better.
Hey, wait, that's not fair. You tricked me.
The news is overwhelming, and it's hard to leave the couch.
Then make the couch your garbage can and call yourself a grouch.
But humans aren't genius. We're not a bunch of quitters.
You still have faith in humans after logging onto Twitter?
That's a good point. Just remember at your lowest that you still can see the sky.
As a passing pigeon aims directly for your eye.
Just let me get the upper hand on this, our final verse. Things are gonna get better
before they get worse.
And then better.
But then worse.
But then worse.
But then better.
Gotcha!
Oh, I guess you're right, Steven. Things will get better. which will just give me more things to complain about.
Wow, Oscar, you really do always see the garbage can as half full.
Yep, and if I ever run out of things to be grouchy about, I wrote them all down in a book.
You mean The Pursuit of Grouchiness, Oscar the Grouch's Guide to Life?
Yeah, and bookstores and trash cans everywhere.
In that order. Oscar the Grouch, everybody. We'll be right back.
Coming up, Stephen interviews Elmo.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to A Late Show. You know, I'm really grateful to be able to keep doing this show while staying at home. And it's been great to see all the other late-night hosts keep their shows going as well. In fact, during this time, there are even new late-night shows starting, including one hosted by America's favorite furry, ticklish host. And no, I'm not talking about John Krasinski. I mean Elmo, who is about to star in the Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Well, I want to welcome him to Late Night. So here he is, the monster himself, Elmo. Hi, Elmo. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having Elmo on your show, Mr. Colbert.
Oh, please, you can call me Stephen.
Okay, very good, Mr. Stephen Colbert.
Elmo, first off, how are you doing with social distancing?
Oh, thanks for asking. You know, Elmo's okay. Elmo's okay. Elmo's staying inside with his mommy and daddy. You know, everybody on Sesame Street is staying home. Or they're staying in their trash can.
Oh, how is Oscar?
He's doing good. You know, he's happy. There's a lot to be grouchy about.
Well, I'm glad you're all staying healthy because people are having to make a lot of adjustments right now.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Elmo's been lucky because it hasn't been too bad for Elmo. Elmo likes using his imagination to go places. And Elmo spends extra time with his family. And, you know what? Elmo never needs a haircut.
That's true, but it is getting a bit shaggy around everywhere.
Yeah.
By the way, Elmo, I've never seen you in a suit before. It looks really good.
Thank you.
You might be the only person I know who just started wearing pants.
Oh, that's true. You're assuming Elmo's wearing pants. No, Elmo's wearing pants. Elmo's wearing pants.
Okay,
anyway,
okay.
How's Mr. Stephen doing?
I'm okay, Elmo. Thanks for asking. I'm really excited, I gotta say, to watch your new show. Though I noticed it's called the Not Too Late Show. I see what you're doing there.
Oh, what? Well, Elmo can see what Mr. Stephen's doing, too. That's how these video calls work.
No, not that. I mean, I can see that you're copying me.
What? No! No way!
Really? The Not Too Late Show sounds awfully close to The Late Show.
But not too close. Oh, Elmo checked with some experts to make sure.
You mean your lawyers?
No, the letters T and M.
Those guys are good. Well, I just wanted to say good luck with your show. And if you need anything, I'm always here for you. Just because we're both in late night doesn't mean you should think of me as a competitor.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Stephen.
The Not Too Late Show has a very specific target demographic.
So Elmo won't overlap with Mr. Stephen's live same-day broadcast market share. Whatever that means. Oh, and besides, Elmo has to be in bed by 7:30.
The Not Too Late Show with Elmo premieres May 27th on HBO Max. Elmo, everybody, we'll be right back.
Yay!
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 Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.